TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And we bring in Jill Schlesinger this morning from JillOnMoney.com. Her show is heard every weekend, part of our weekend lineup on WBEN. And we're looking at the November jobs report, which comes out tomorrow. But it's so hard to predict. It's almost like we're flying blind here without the October data.
That is exactly right, because the government shutdown will never get that October data. There was nobody to collect it. That's why. And so what we think happened, and again, this is really about trying to parse through other ways that you can measure the labor market and also kind of get a sense of layoffs from unemployment insurance and claims. So what we think happened in October is that probably the U.S. economy lost jobs because of all those federal workers who took that early retirement deal earlier this year. So they would have fallen off the payrolls in October. And we don't really know, but maybe it was like 50, 80,000. There were something like 150,000 people who took the deal. And we think about 100 of those hit in the month of October. But again, not sure. So now we're going to get this November report. What do we expect? The answer is estimates are all over the place, gang. I mean, there are some folks who think there are going to be job losses. There are others who think there's going to be 30, 40,000 jobs created. We'll find out tomorrow. What I think we do know is that the labor market has really changed over the course of this year. You know, the first 4 months of the year, there was kind of robust hiring, consistent with the year before. Now we've seen a real cooling of the labor market. It is highlighted by what we call a low hire, low fire environment. Not a lot of hiring, not mass layoffs. So it looks like the unemployment rate will remain at 4.4% in November. That would be unchanged from the September report. And I think that it's just really hard to get a new job if you don't have one right now. That's what we're hearing on the ground.
Do you believe that low hire, low fire thing? I read something recently that was kind of interesting, and it said that we're not going to see mass layoffs. Instead, what companies have been doing is just kind of like trickling them out. Like if it's a major company, like, all right, a few hundred people here and then like a few hundred people there, and
absolutely
we'll keep it going.
It's like a war of attrition almost. It's like, well, you know, Jill Schlesinger is retiring. Let's not replace her. That's kind of what we're seeing a lot in various industries. Now, listen, obviously, each industry is distinct. Each company is distinct. So when you hear like a big headline, oh, Amazon's laying off thousands of people. They hired hundreds of thousands before we got to this place. So, you know, it's not like they're just saying, oh, things are terrible. They're saying we need different people deployed in different jobs. So I think that that is exactly what's happening. I think the shame of this is that it looks like a lot of this environment is hitting one group much harder than almost any other, and that is young college graduates. These folks are 22 to 27 years old. They did what their parents said, go get a college degree. and they are having a hard time getting a job. And it doesn't mean that college is not worth it. It means that the advantage that college confers, that advantage is not as good as it once was. It used to be you go to college, you get a job, you keep your job more easily, you have lower unemployment rate, you make more over your career. You still make more over your career if you have a college degree, but getting that first job, it is harder and harder for those young college grads to get that job.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is AI a factor here? I mean, is this contributing at all to these labor numbers?
Well, I found this report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, and they kind of say not yet. Okay, so what they say is we don't know yet. I think it is obviously eroding the college advantage in certain industries, but it wouldn't explain a lot of the advantages that are still present. So I think it's more like this idea that this gap between high school and college education has narrowed because employers view the degree differently. They may say, hey, remember when there was a period of time where it's like every single job required a college degree? And you're like, well, why does that job need a college degree? Right? Just because they could. Now I think employers are more comfortable hiring high school grads and saying, we don't need you to get the college degree. I think AI is going to have an impact. We don't have enough information to determine whether that's widespread right now. What we do know is that over the course of a lengthy career of hopefully 40 years or so, college graduates absolutely will still earn more. They do have greater job stability, but getting that first job is harder right now for these folks.
I know from the past you don't mind talking a little gold and silver, but it was kind of like a wild week last week for the silver markets, like hitting these all-time highs and then skyrocketing. I mean, what's going on there?
You know, as a former silver trader, I'm looking at my badge right now, badge number 7535 in the silver options ring. You know, I think that silver is just sort of part of the gold trade, which is just part of the trade that you make if you want protection against everything going sour. So a lot of people will buy gold and buy silver and make these bets as what we used to call the Armageddon trade. So if you own all these stocks and you're all into the Mag 7, you're into these big tech stocks and you're, you know, 90% in stocks and you don't want to sell anything, what would you do if everything went sour on the stock side? Oh, I'd own some precious metals. And that's what I would do. I would look at gold and silver and platinum as a way to maybe put a bet down that if things go bad, I own something that can go up in value. So in some ways, you can look at that and say that the rise of gold and silver is really a sign that people are happy about the stock market gains, but they're worried that they will not persist.
All right. And let me just throw this out.
Let's do it.
Crypto.
You know, crypto has just become like, it's like gambling in a lot of ways, just in terms of, not that it there is not a use case for some aspects of stable coins, but what it has become is just a way to wager on markets, like some other person's going to buy it from you. I thought you were going to end with, let's just mention this, let's mention the Bills, and how I was tortured downstate here, because the only two games that were available to me, regardless of what app I have every single service, the only two games that I could possibly watch at 1 o'clock yesterday were the Jets and the Giants, and I wanted to put my head through a window. So what we were doing was watching the like sports apps with the game day analysis without being able to see the game.
I gotcha. Well, you know,
torture.
What?
Sounds
you
like you need another app.
You would have hated.
I don't know what I do. I have to. Why don't you guys have to give me a login so it looks like I'm a Buffalo resident?
That's not a bad idea.
That's what I need.
You need the Sunday ticket. I just got an email saying you can have it for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
Jill,
how much?
For $60, which is less than 1 ounce of silver now. Just to tie it all in.
Okay, well, I love how you just did that. Mm. You're amazing, truly amazing.
But you would have hated the first half, let me just tell you that.
Well, then
talk about
like,
torture.
That
okay, was
torture. Well, I would just flip off and find something else. But to not have the second half of that game, what's with this guy, you guys? Like,
I know.
Show up for the first part of the game.
I know.
Poor Patrick. Okay,
I was flipping off, but, you know, not the TV.
I understand.
That was in the first half.
I mean, I understand. Anyway, go Bills. Let's go, man.
All right.
I'm all in.
All right, Jill. Thanks.
All right.
Have a great
Take
week.
Care.
That's
you
Jill
too.
Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. La, 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 Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.